Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to episode number 41 of the Everything Coworking Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the Global Workspace Association. And if you haven't marked your calendars yet, please get out a pen or your iPhone and mark down the 31st annual GWA conference in September, the 11th through the 13th at One Hotel South Beach. It's going to be amazing. We're already working on the program. More to come on that. In this episode, we cover an insight that we discovered while doing a phone survey to 300 co-working spaces around the country back in November. And it was a surprising insight, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. So we're going to dive right in. Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, episode number 41. Thanks for joining me again today. I'm excited to go through today's topic because I have an easy fix for you for a big problem that we discovered for many co-working spaces. So the Global Workspace Association, and just to kind of repeat my background, so I started two co-working spaces, one in Chicago and then one in Palo Alto, and I now just have the one in Palo Alto, and I'm also the CEO of the Global Workspace Association. So I wear a couple of different hats. So a lot of times when I do the content, sometimes they say we, and when I say we, I either mean my space in Palo Alto or the Global Workspace Association. So I will try to be a little bit more clear about that. So GWA for short supports operators of shared workspaces and then all the folks who are really interested in the industry or serve the industry. So we are creating content to help operators run better businesses and stay up to date on trends and help folks that are looking to start shared workspaces and that kind of thing. So the GWA produces the podcast and gives me the time to do it. So I always like to mention them. So in November 2016, the GWA did a phone survey of 250 self-identified co-working spaces around the U.S., so folks who market themselves as co-working spaces versus executive suites or business centers, because we were looking for some data specific to those types of spaces. And we're going to share more of that because we collected some great data about square footage, percentage of office versus open space, tools that they use, that kind of thing. And if anybody's listening who participated in one of those phone calls, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to sharing the data. But we discovered a really interesting and unexpected insight as we were making these calls. And we're talking about that first because I think it's a really important problem, but easy to fix. So we made 250 calls. 50% of the first effort we made to call the spaces, 50% of the time, the calls went to voicemail on the first try. On the second try, 34% of them still went to voicemail. So, and actually, sorry, I keep saying 250. Our sample size was 295, so almost 300. So 50% of those calls, the 150 of the first spaces that we called, not the first, but out of that sample, went to voicemail. So there are some customer service stats out there around what callers do when they get voicemail or if you don't answer within the first few rings. So 40% of callers hang up after 60 seconds, and it sort of shocks me that anybody's hanging on after a minute, and 34% of them will never call back again. So if they don't get what they want, they're just moving right along, which you can probably relate to as a consumer, right? So we understand why this happens. I'll tell you, I personally totally get this because in Palo Alto, well, even in Chicago, we have one staff on at any given time. If you're operating a larger space, my guess is maybe over 8,000 square feet, 10,000 square feet, then you probably have two or one and a half staff at any given time. So you may be able to have more phone coverage. But if you're any smaller than, say, 8,000 to 10,000 square feet, the financial model says that you will operate with one person on staff, and that person is your community manager and your operations manager and your salesperson and, you know, wears a lot of different hats, and the coffee maker. So they are doing, you know, any of those things at any given time. And I think especially with folks who call themselves co-working spaces may have sort of that perspective that members are a priority. And so you may tell your co-working space manager to prioritize members. And if they need something, then you're with them. And if the phone rings, then the phone can go to voicemail. Not thinking about what that means for your marketing funnel. So I want to sort of help with that perspective, since this is what we saw when we called. And when we called, I will also tell you, we often would not even get a great outgoing voicemail that says, hey, we're busy with members. We're super excited that you called. You know, email us, here's the email, or, you know, leave us a message and we'll get back to you within 20 minutes, or, you know, that type of thing. Sometimes we would get no outbound voicemail or some strange sounding like Google Voice number. So I think, based on, you know, what we're seeing happening in the industry, that this is not going to go over well for you if this is how you're approaching answering your phones. The competition in the industry is just increasing over time as folks are getting excited about the growth and the opportunity. And I think supply is moving a little faster than demand in some markets. And so where consumers looking for workspace have a lot of options, you can bet that they're going to go tour the spaces that answer their phone first. And think of yourself as a consumer when you're trying to get a decision made. You may decide, hey, today I'm going to look at five spaces and I'm going to pick one. And if you're calling and trying to get a tour and you can't get one because you can't get on the phone with someone, your space may just get crossed off the list. So make sure you have a way to get your phone answered. A couple of solutions here. One is live answering services. So we use that service in Palo Alto. We use a service from CloudVO. And what happens is when my manager is not available to answer the phone, we have a live person who picks up the phone instead. And she says, she acts as though she's working for Enerspace and says, you know, Kyla's away from her desk right now. Can I take your name and number? You know, she arranges all the tours and she'll get back to you within a few minutes. And we get email notifications that we have a voicemail. It also goes to our voicemail, and we can get data on calls that come in and that kind of thing. And you know, you can make requests on how the person answering the phone manages that call and what they say on the call and how they direct the call. So you definitely have some control over sort of your brand and how that's exposed by the person answering the phone, which is great. And DaVinci Virtual Office also offers live answering. These are all folks who are also GWA members and support the association. There's also a company called Pros Answers. That's our website, prosanswers.com, professional receptionist outsourcing services. They do the same thing. So they basically act on your behalf and answer the phone. It's, you know, kind of the second next best thing to you being able to answer the phone yourself. And we know you can't do that all the time. And then another option is live web chat. And I would almost advocate doing both if you feel like you can. They're not wildly expensive. It, you know, just depends on kind of the service. I think we pay around $50 a month for our live answering service, which is well worth it. We'll talk about the math in a minute. And then live web chat, I've handled this a couple of different ways before. So we used to do it ourselves. And we used livechatinc.com, which allows you to put your own picture up. And so the live web chat is when you're on a website and there's like a little icon in the bottom of a person, or, you know, a little whatever sort of icon that pops up and says, you know, hey, if you need anything, you know, let us know. We're here to help. And you can type into the text field and say what you're looking for. And usually it'll collect your email address so that they can reach back out to you. And if someone's answering it live, then you can chat with them live and answer all your questions and never have to get on the phone. And the reason I like offering both is because, you know, there are different kinds of people out there, those that love to talk on the phone and those that don't love to talk on their phone and want to text or chat everything, right? So I had a really great experience when I was not doing the GWA role and was managing the Chicago space and Palo Alto. I used to be the picture on the live chat when I was trying to learn it and understand how it works and what are the best practices for interacting and that kind of thing. And I eventually trained my team to do it, but I wanted to try it out first. And I loved it because I felt like we didn't get a lot of inbound phone calls. I think just had a segment that liked to interact online. So we would get a lot of traffic from that, and I would interact with them and chat. And it's like you meet people and you sort of get this interaction that's like a little more familiar than you would with a phone call, because sometimes phone calls can just be more formal feeling in nature. So, and it, you know, it allows you to sort of personify your brand and just kind of get to know people a little bit, which I thought was really fun. And I would chat with them and, you know, try to move them along into coming in for a tour and set that right up on the chat and then send them a confirmation email. So you can do it yourself or you can use a service that does it. So DaVinci Virtual Office also offers a live web chat service. So they'll give you a little code to insert on your website and then they will answer live web chat for you. And so we use them for the GWA website and we also used it for our conference website this year. And same thing with the live answering. You can provide them with some FAQs. You can train them on how to answer questions so that they can sort of represent your brand how you would like it to be represented. And whenever a chat comes through, you get an email with a chat transcript so you can see exactly what was said and you can tweak things if, you know, you see something you wish was answered a little bit differently or see something that they didn't know how to answer, and you can kind of add that to your FAQ document. And they always collect the contact information of the person on the other side so that you can immediately follow up as soon as you're available. So either one or both are great options to have on your website and not very expensive. I mean, the do-it-yourself live chat, I think it's like $30 a month per user. So you'd have to, if you have multiple community managers, either you just have to use a generic photo or, you know, create a user for each person on your team. But if you think about the math, so when you think about your business, you want to think about like all of your marketing tactics flowing into a marketing funnel, right? So everything you're doing to generate attention, either a phone call or a visit to your website or an email, goes into a big funnel. And as you continue through the funnel, you're getting them on the phone, you're getting them an email, and you're responding and having a conversation. You're moving them further down the funnel to get them to come in for a tour. And then after the tour, you're doing follow-ups. And then, you know, the membership agreement is probably next. So you're really moving them along the path to become a member. So of all the people who come into contact with you, you will convert some percentage of them into a member. So it'd be great if you knew what that number is. Sometimes it's a little bit tricky to figure out, but do some math and get some approximation. And say you convert 30% of your leads, and each lead, to simplify, I'm going to say you're trying to fill offices, and each office is $1,000 a month, and your average client stays for a year. So each client that you bring in the door is worth $12,000. So if you convert 30% of your leads and you lose leads from phone calls that you missed, you could lose hundreds of thousands of dollars every year in lost leads. So you really, really, really want to fix this. Say you miss 2.5 calls per day or 600 leads per year. If 34% of those 600 leads don't call you back, you've lost 204 leads. So say you have 204 leads that you lost. If you convert 30% of them, and each of those is worth $12,000, then you would have lost $734,000. So that's not too crazy, saying that, you know, you could lose 204 leads in a year, and a conversion of 30% might be a little bit high, but it's certainly in the realm of reasonability. So these are big numbers we're talking about. So you really, really, really want to fix this problem. And if you fix this problem, then you are way ahead of your competition, because 50% of the spaces that identify themselves as co-working spaces that we called out of 295 are not answering the phone on the first call. So you have an easy win there if you can fix the problem. So it's an operational thing to think about. I think it's an easy one to fix. We'll put all the links in the show notes, everythingcoworking.com/41. And then there's also the blog post with all the data from this piece of the survey that we did and the data that I've mentioned at globalworkspace.org/answer your phone. We'll include that link in the show notes as well. And if you have any questions about how this works or providers that can help you solve this problem, certainly don't hesitate to reach out at jamie@everythingcoworking.com. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.